India. Dash.
Foreigners.
Hey guys, you're listening to Crazy FM Live Show with Vikas Mir every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And as you guys know, we have teamed up with India Forums to provide you with zabardast kism ke celebrities from the TV world and movies as well. And today, as you guys have been waiting for, the one and only Mr. Ashish Nair, who plays DK in Tumhari Disha. Hello, Mr. Ashish.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ashish Nair, as he's already told you. And you see me as DK, Dushyant Kumar Sehgal, in Tumhari Disha.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for getting me here.
Aapka bahut bahut shukriya, Ashish, for being with us and taking your time out to answer some of the zabardast questions from your thousands and thousands of fans on India Forums and on Crazy FM who are listening to you right now around the world. Puri duniya mein internet radio chal raha hai. So, first of all, thanks a lot for your time. And, yeah, were you quite busy today? कोई आपका कोई scheduling वगैरह हुई आपकी?
हाँ, I mean अब हिंदी में बात करते हैं मेरे ख्याल से.
हाँ, हिंदी
में देखते हैं ज़्यादा तो बहुत ही बेहतरीन तरीके से समझते होंगे.
ज़्यादा बेहतर है हिंदी में.
काफी ज़्यादा काफी I was pretty busy today and I packed up at about the bus was some 10 minutes back.
अच्छा.
And I was just driving, so I just got your call and parked my car.
अच्छा.
And then this guy told me to just move your car. I'm just again on the wheel. Now I'm still listening to you.
चले चले आपका हम अपना आपका आपके आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. और अब हम कुछ सवालों की तरफ जाते हैं. The questions which have been you know asked by some of your fans. और let's start right this second then. पहला question कुछ यूं है आशीष. Miss England कहती हैं, it's not of course the real Miss England. Miss England कहती हैं कि what yeah. made you pick the role of DK in तुम्हारी दिशा? और क्या ये DK का role जो है आप इसे relate कर सकते हैं in real life?
Well, absolutely, I can relate to DK's role because I think as an actor, when you listen to the character which you have to portray,
बिल्कुल.
So you understand psychically that what is going to happen and how you can actually give colors to the character.
Sahi.
So jaise maine wo suna, my producer Rupali Guha, when she described me the role of DK, I immediately understood that what colors I can give to this character.
Achha.
And obviously there are a lot of shades which I as Ashish Nair depict in DK. That's why I have given this character so much of life and blood out of my own veins.
Bilkul
sahi. As Ashish Nair.
Bilkul sahi. Because when you see your character on TV, you have definitely done a very good job. So that must commend you on that. Very good job on that. And agla sawal hai ji Princess Mad ki taraf se. She goes, amongst all of your co-stars in Tumhari Disha, which character do you feel the most warmest? Aur kiske saath aap sabse zyada comfortable mehsoos karte hain? Is there anything?
Well, now it's a little tricky one, you know.
Yeah, if you're going to pick, we're going
well,
to send it to them.
Okay, let me take the word bomb.
Uh-huh.
I feel the warmest with, I guess, Zarina ji. She is like a motherly figure to me.
Bilkul.
Zarina Wahab, who plays I. And my mother, who was playing my mother, Anjana Mumtaz.
Acha.
And Disha and I share a very, very friendly equation.
Uh-huh.
And with all my characters, we have a, we share a very, very... It's a good friendly rapport which I share with them.
Bilkul sahi.
So it's good fun coming on the sets and you know having fun, playing pranks, joking.
So when you're on the sets, are you a moody type of person or do you just get along with everybody? What type of person are you?
Initially it was a little difficult for me to get into this DK's character who is like you know very intense and who is a very underplayed character. So it took me about 6 months to get into the skin of this character.
Bilkul sahi.
And then it started flowing. So then, you know, by that time, my audience had already realized that, okay, this guy is like that, you know, he behaves like that.
Bilkul sahi.
So then it gave me as an actor a little liberty to also follow and flow my instincts the way I am, my gestures which normally come in. And maybe it can go to comedy and also loosen up a little bit. So it's been a journey worthwhile, loosening up and also you know, all those things.
Exactly. Lekin aapka sabse favorite episode koi hai? Koi any of your favorite
one? Yeah, I guess favorite one was the love scene when I confessed my love for the first time to Disha.
Acha.
And then the rain scene, which probably when I take a swirl.
Yeah, that was quite romantic as well, wasn't it? The rain scene.
Yeah.
So do you think Agla Sawal hai from Twine, she goes, do you think use of morphine doses was a justified reason to show PK without crutches?
In fact, let me take you a little back on this question.
Okay.
Because PK, Gargi and all these people, they killed PK. So the only way for PK, the only possible way to for PK to get into the family and take his revenge was to not portray as DK and be somebody else.
Achha.
And get planted in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was only possible if DK would have been absolutely a diverse personality, not from what actually Dushyant was.
Bilkul
so Satvik was absolute diverse personality. He could play football, and as in Dushyant could hardly walk. So exactly, so that was one plot which we thought, I mean, you know.
So how much of interference, or I mean, how much of your own thing is included when jab story upar niche karte hain? So do you have any say in that? Kuch hota hai?
In fact, kafi kuch hota hai. We even sit down and we see that, okay, this is the story we're planning on, and this is what I can do. But obviously, the final say is with the producers, how they plan it, because it's actually, you know. My fans should listen to this, what I'm saying right now, because it's actually a flow chart which happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a flow chart which happens with all the characters, and jitne bhi log hain unko dekha jata hai ki ye aage ja ke ye karega, to wo uska ye karega aur usme se ye niklega.
Bilkul sahi
baat. Aur jisme se wo niklega aur sara falsafa kya hoga, to it's like absolute flow chart happening.
Bilkul sahi, koi aisi waisi koi khichdi to banti bhi nahi na. It takes a lot of time to actually come up with a good serial, isn't it?
Yeah, so that exactly. So that flow chart, an actor can only question, but I cannot actually tell them to not don't do like that.
Bilkul
sahi. I have to do like that.
Agla question.
I have to see the vision. Yeah.
I understand that. Cool buddy, aapse puchne hai ke, what according to you is more important, life with love but no money, or life with money but no love?
Well, life has to be with love and money.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you are a visionary, you will not even ask the question. Life and money are very small things, you know, and absolutely love is the most eternal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the most eternal thing which we all live for, we all grow for,
Bilkul.
We all grow up with.
Mm.
Money is materialistic.
But aata jata rehta
hai. Yeah, it's aata jata rehta hai. Life definitely with love. Yeah. Mm.
Aur agar aap se main agla sawal kafi mazaa kisam ka hai about the girls, as we all know that you have a huge number of fan followings on IF and others, and otherwise too, especially of females, how does it feel to be so popular among the girls, as from Maja?
Frankly speaking, I respect what they write and how they really like me.
Yeah.
It's deepest of the respect and in regards to them. For me, it's a very fictionary feeling, you know.
Achha.
Because then, even for them also, it's very fictionary. It's TV for them, and it's also a very fictionary sort of game for me.
Same.
They do exist somewhere, and they also don't exist in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to actually look your life from a top angle.
Bilkul.
And you see what is happening in your real life and what is exactly happening in your real life.
I understand that. So bilkul thoda sa mukhtalif hota hai na, kisam ka aise khwabi duniya mein hoti hain wo mostly, or I mean you aapko bhi aise lagta hai ki okay, this is something if you have tons of fans,
something which is wo hai zarur, aur main uski bhavnaon ki puri qadar karta hu.
Bilkul.
पर मुझे अभी पता है कि वो एक दूसरी दुनिया से है, और मैं वो ख्वाबी दुनिया से, वो मेरी एक डीके की दुनिया से है, और मैं आशीष नैयर हूँ. सिंपल आदमी है जिसकी उसका एक घर है और मेरी अपनी लाइफ है.
Exactly.
वो एक अलग लाइफ.
एग्जैक्टली, अंडरस्टैंड दैट.
आई नो हाउ टू, आई अंडरस्टैंड द लाइन.
जैसे कि अभी आपने काफी इंटरव्यूज में ये भी कहा है कि यू हैपन टू मेंशन क्वाइट ऑफन कि हॉर्स राइडिंग का आप बहुत शौक रखते हैं, दैट यू वुड बी राइडिंग देम आफ्टर 10 इयर्स एज वेल. सो नाउ कैन यू प्लीज नेम योर फेवरेट ब्रीड ऑफ हॉर्स, दैट्स फ्रॉम ट्वाइन. Koi favorite breed aapki?
Well, Twine the realist, I know.
Yeah.
Twine, this goes to her. I love Italian stallions.
Italian stallions.
Please, exactly. So I'm not even going to say a little more than that, less than that.
Achha.
I love Italian stallions. That's for her.
Okay. if you rate yourself, Ashish, as an actor, out of a 10-point scale, What would you give yourself?
I think I would give myself about 1 or 2.
1 or 2? Why? Well, that's the one is I'm talking about 10 as being
I'm
the
still,
best.
I'm still learning a lot.
Yeah.
Really. Still learning a lot. I'm pretty young and I think acting is actually, you know, personifying real life.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as I'm seeing life, I'm personifying. I'm actually graduating in acting.
Achha, achha.
So I guess I will give it 1 or 2. Yeah.
Chale, that's very. जैसे कहते हैं ना कि काफी पीछे आप अपने आप को कर रहे हैं वैसे. You are a lot better than that. If a Hindi movie was made, remade, okay, which role would you like to perform and why are you so fascinated with that role? This is from Name Saab. कोई ऐसी फिल्म है जो चाहते हैं आपके दोबारा बनेगी तो मैं इसमें ये रोल करना चाहता हूँ. Could be an old one.
If any Hindi movie is made.
बिल्कुल.
Okay. Like, I would like to, I mean, yeah. I think I love that Satya Pe Satya movie with Amitabh Bachchan.
Achha. And which
role? I would like to be Shakti Kapoor in that.
Uh-huh. That's a nice role.
Yeah, but that silly guy who just, you know, fucks up things and, sorry, who just, you know, sort of does all these things and he wants to do his best but always goofs up.
Lekin hota
kya. And still, you know, his comic element still stands aloud.
बिल्कुल. लेकिन आपको क्या लगता है कि अगर इफ यू गोना बी द शक्ति कपूर रोल हु इज गोना बी द अदर वन अमिताभ रोल कौन कर सकता है वैसे विद यू हु वुड यू लाइक ऑन द अदर साइड
आई वुड लव अमिताभ बच्चन इज देयर बट या डेफिनेटली
एट दिस वेरी प्रेजेंट मोमेंट कोई
एक्टर आई थिंक आई कैन ओनली विजन फॉर माय रोल
चले ठीक है आपके रोल तक ही रहते हैं इसको लेकिन लेकिन आशीष व्हाट इज द हैप्पीस्ट मोमेंट यू एवर एवर हैड एंड व्हाट वाज सो स्पेशल अबाउट दैट कोई ऐसा मोमेंट है व्हिच यू एनी टाइम समबडी मेंशंस इट दैट्स द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट कम्स टू योर माइंड
व्हाट आई थिंक हैप्पीनेस इज अ स्टेट ऑफ माइंड एंड आई एम इन दैट स्टेट ऑफ माइंड ऑलवेज
अच्छा
दिस इज नॉट फिलॉसफी और दिस इज नॉट स्पिरिचुअलिटी बट This is what I always practice, a positive thought.
Bilkul.
I always practice positive thought reinforcement. And that's my message to all my fans, all the people who like me as DK, as Ashish Nair. I'm a very, very simplistic soul, and I believe in positive thought reinforcement.
Beautiful. That's how it should be as well, because I think you have control over yourself. When is it that you should be positive, isn't it? You decide when you want
Everything
to be positive.
Everything is positive. Because I think thought is the most dynamic energy.
Absolutely. It's so powerful. Yet people don't take advantage of it properly. Lekin Sakina ki taraf se ek chota sa sawal hai. What is your definition of life, destiny and love? Okay, that was not so short anyway. Life, destiny and love. Aap kya maani rakhte hain aapki zindagi mein ye cheez? Zindagi kya cheez hai?
See life. This is actually a very spiritual question.
It is.
Let me just put it in a very spiritual way. We are made of 3 parts, body, mind and soul, the metaphysical self. The physical self, the body self and the metaphysical self.
Mm-hmm.
So life, what we say life is our physical self and destiny, which we actually already foresee, is our metaphysical self.
Mm-hmm.
We actually know what is going to happen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just experiencing in this physical form. This is just a physical experience of a bigger metaphysical self.
Mm-hmm.
That is how life, destiny and
love actually comes into the whole picture as well, isn't it? Khud ba khud sari ki cheezein judi aati
hain. Because you love.
Ek personal sa sawal hai kisam ka. Complete the sentence. Actually, it's not that personal. It says, I love myself because ... Why do you love yourself?
Because I love myself.
Yeah.
Because I love myself.
Oh, you love yourself because you love yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that answers that one. The other one is, if you were given a chance to be reborn as somebody else, some famous personality or anybody, who would you to be and why? Is there anybody you would like to be? You said you could do a better job, or maybe you would love to be them.
I would love to be born as me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm experiencing the most magnificent experience which I was born for in this physical body.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I would love to be born as me.
If a person is not happy with themselves, I think it's a little bit wrong with that as well, isn't it? I think it's very nicely said. Agla ji question hai, Mr. Ashish, what has been your greatest achievement according to in this career? And what more would you want to achieve in the near future of your career? From Mamta. Koi aisi cheez hai jo ki aap kehte hain ki greatest achievement ever according to your career?
think the greatest achievement is now sitting over here right now and talking to millions of people who actually don't even know.
Bilkul sahi.
And communicating my thoughts
Absolutely.
To them, hope they understand. I'm a very, very sensitive guy, and I just want to say that the only language which I know is love, and I really, really love you all.
Oh, that's very sweet.
You guys have, you know, got a, you have a very deep, deep space and deep position in my heart.
Bilkul sahi.
That's my greatest
achievement. I understand that. Adnan kehte hain ki I'm DK, I'm your biggest fan and you're the best. Ashish ki taraf se abhi bhi message aaya hai. How are you, Ashish? I'm your big fan. I like your DK's role, it's just too good. That's from Finland. So that's from Sushma. Aur saath mein message padhta jaunga jo saath saath aate jaate hain. So that's just showing you exactly, you know, a person who has love in his heart all the time definitely does deserve so much respect and love from the fans as well. That's what I believe. Agla question hai, Mr. Ashish. It goes something like this. Let's see. Nowadays in TV serials, you know, they show pre- and extramarital relationships as common thing. Like, you know, shaadi se pehle bhi, baad ke baad bhi. Don't you think it's misleading today's youth? Says Mini. Aapko kya lagta hai isme?
In fact, if you see the reality, this is what is happening. And we are just following the trend.
Milk.
Anyways, this is what is happening, and this is exactly, see, this yona is coming alive.
Mm-hmm.
This yona is not contended with the ropes of family, with the ropes of society. This generation, this is a renaissance going to happen, you know, this end. This is a renaissance period.
Mm-hmm.
This generation is experiencing what they want.
Exactly.
What they understand for themselves.
Bilkul sahi.
That's why you and me are talking right now over here. That's why you are in that position. That's why the millions of fans actually listening to me right now are listening to me.
Mm, absolutely.
They are Renaissance people.
Definitely.
We have to understand this group consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bigger word I'm using, a group consciousness.
Bilkul sahi. Because there are lots of things which aisi hain jo ke which are actually taboo, lekin hota kya hai ki jab samne aati hai na tab har ek banda hairan hota hai, oh my god, what's happening? But it's true. That is exactly what's happening everywhere.
Agla
question hai ki would you do a Julie or murder if you were offered 1 crore rupees, and that's of course the movies I'm talking about. Would you do a movie like Julie or murder if you were offered 1 crore rupees? And that's coming from Sammy, who I don't know if is available to offer you the 1 crore. What would you
I answered this question way back. Love is the only thing which I live for, and it's not money.
Uh-huh.
God has blessed me enough of money with love, so I think I would not do this.
Lekin aapko jo inspiration hai, do you have any role model in life? Koi hai aisa banda jiski who you always looked up to and say that, okay, if you would like to mention him for first time or her?
In fact, frankly speaking, I'm not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I always look up to myself.
Mm, I think that's very nice as well.
I'm so close to myself. I feel I'm a very, very elevated soul.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, role models are in my family. My father, my mother, and my brother who I lost in Kargil.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Captain Anuj Nayyar. He was... Unko marne upraant Mahavir Chakra mila tha.
Achha. Zabardast.
He and me were the same age, and I feel the same energy which I have, which he had, his soul actually experienced his most eternal self, and I am still experiencing it.
Now that's very well answered, Ashish. Agla question kuch yun hai, it's actually going to be something you have to justify, kind of. Gargi has lost her pair of legs because of the gunshot, but your character survived 4 bullets and fell from the cliff. Can you justify that? We know it's a fiction drama, but we audience do accept something. Please tell us. That's from Twine. And
There's one word, Twine. There's one word, it's called logic, you know. You gotta believe that.
Say, yeah, I think Twine would definitely understand.
I mean, you know
one.
The answer. Come on, why are you questioning me? You know the answer. Logic, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, because you know the thing is that you know, you can't answer that one now. Everybody knows this. Karina, yeah. Karina's World. That's the username, and Karina's World is saying, when are you getting married?
Wow. I know the date is gonna be somewhere about 13-14.
Okay.
But still gotta find the partner, you know. I'm just joking. I still don't know. Sushma
ki taraf se chhota sa sawal hai, abhi bhi live on. Do you like yourself with a beard or without one?
That's a very nice question. Sushma has asked it. Hi Sushma, this is beautiful. It's a, you know, when I get up in the morning, when I brush my teeth, I ask this question every time in the mirror. When I get the answer, I'm going to tell you.
अच्छा अभी तक आपको पता नहीं चला वैसे कि विच वन
नहीं है बिकॉज 25 दिन मैं बियर्ड में रहता हूँ और 5 दिन विदाउट बियर्ड रहता हूँ तो अभी उसी जिस्तजू में चल रहा है वो सवाल जवाब चल रहे हैं मेरे जहन में कि क्या क्या होना चाहिए मुझे मैं जरूर जवाब दूंगा इस सवाल का
विल डेफिनेटली गेट यू बैक नेक्स्ट ईयर एज़ वेल प्रोबेबली बिफोर दैट एंड देन तब तक होपफुली आपको पता चल गया होगा आर देयर एनी थ्री थिंग्स यू विश टू अचीव इन लाइफ कोई ऐसी चीज है जो कि आप अचीव करना चाहते हैं थ्री थिंग्स लाइक टॉप ऑफ योर हेड
I think I've achieved everything.
Mm-hmm.
All time is now.
Bilkul sahi. You don't look up, but you're not that kind of person who actually plans ahead of time, even though, you know, the thing is...
All my answer would be, I don't know, if all thought is energy. And I'm experiencing that energy right now.
Beautiful. That's very nice. अगला हमारा एक छोटा सा रैपिड फायर है इसके बाद में आपको छोटी सी कॉन्टेस्ट रखा गया था आई एफ पे अबाउट द फनीएस्ट सीन विच पीपल जस्ट मेड अप सो आई एम जस्ट गोना रीड दैट इन अ सेकंड सो इट्स क्वाइट फनी लेकिन रैपिड फायर लेट्स गेट अ रैपिड फायर ऑन योर राइट नाउ योर बर्थडे
ओके 12 मार्च
फेवरेट बुक
इट्स कॉल्ड वॉल्च कन्वर्सेशंस विद गॉड
फेवरेट बॉलीवुड एक्टर
I would say Amir Khan.
Favorite Bollywood actress?
I would say Kay. Who played Kay in Godfather?
Mr. Marlon Brando, was it?
Exactly. The first part. Kay.
Al Pacino. Okay. Favorite movie?
Marilyn Streep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Favorite movie?
Scarface.
Favorite co-star?
Favorite?
Co-star, who do you like to work with?
Co-star, I like Sachin Tyagi, who plays the dance.
Uh-huh. And favorite female co-star?
I think I like all of them. I am very fond of women.
Yeah?
I have to choose one. It's very difficult. I think Anjana Mumtaz.
Okay.
My mother.
Let's say Anjana. Favorite place, like favorite holiday spot?
Near a beach, anywhere. Give me any beach.
And
that's
your
favorite
place. Exactly. And your dream girl.
My dream girl.
Any top three things like you would definitely want to see in a dream girl. You just call it something separate than rapid fire now.
I have my dream girl.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. You would like to describe it. Favorite song aapka koi hai and please you would have to, you know. Sing it for us a little bit, if there is any favorite one.
Yeah, okay, there is, but I sing very badly. Yeah, okay.
No, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'll still try to. You know.
It doesn't matter.
There's a song, sung by Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Sanu ek pal chain na aave, sanu ek pal chain na aave. सजना तेरे बिना सजना तेरे बिना साडा कलिया जी नहीं लगदा साडा कलिया जी नहीं लगदा सजना तेरे बिना सजना तेरे बिना सजना तेरे बिना
That was very nice. That's very nice. It seems like you've been listening to the song tons of times, though. Is it Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan?
And this song is for my mother, who I've lost her. She's no more with me physically, but
sorry to hear
her
that.
Soul is always with me. That's for my mother.
Absolutely. That's
because every time I listen to this song, I always think of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Always. I've cried on this song so many times.
Oi, oi. You know, actually, mothers are the most wonderful gift we can ever have, and I would like to just you to actually give this message out to the listeners, because I always because I write poetry myself and I write tons of things on mothers, even though I have my mother here, thank God. But the thing is that I always try to portray an image of to those youngsters who listen to the show, that always respect their mothers. What do you think about that? What kind of message would you give to your listeners today as far as mothers are concerned?
I think after God, what touches you is your mother.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what they have to realize and understand what kind of importance that person or that relation has in our lives, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Ab chalte hain ji agla swal ki taraf. Ashish, that's some, it goes something like this. Many of us want to know your plans about your future. Would you do films, get into production or direction? There's a lot of people who are asking that. So even though you said you don't live in the present, is there any chance we would see you in movies or direction?
Definitely. I think for me, acting, I still have to get over acting and understand what is acting. And direction, yes, somewhere down the line. And I'm coming to a resort called Chittai in Goa.
Acha, acha.
That's my baby right now.
Chittai.
Chittai.
Chittai. Okay, we will definitely wait for that one. Ab aapko main sunata hoon ji. I'll definitely wait for that one. Uska hum zarur batayenge on the radio as well. To abhi hamara jo contest tha IF ke upar, uske tha ki three categories were provided: funny, romantic, and angry. And we have chosen the three best entries. Many entries in funny were good, so they were forced to choose two in funny and one in romantic. And it's a dialogue. And the username who has actually submitted this one is Rang. Would you give me the permission to say it out?
Please.
And dialogue goes something like this. I'm just going to say the name and then I'm going to say out the dialogue. Disha kehti hai, DK, kitni baar mana kiya hai, jab hum ye game khel rahe ho to cheating mat kiya karo. Tum mein sportsman spirit naam ki koi cheez nahi hai. Dhoke se jeetna to tumhari purani aadat hai. And DK says, kya? Maine kya kiya? Main to sirf tumhare baal theek kar raha tha. Tum kitni chidchidi ho chuki ho. Mujhe koi farak nahi padta main tumhari stupid game khelun aur jeet jaun. Disha, फर्क पड़ता है डीके सैगल, क्योंकि तुम जानते हो कि जो भी पहले आंखें झपकेगा वो आज बर्तन मांगेगा, और आज मैं जीत कर रहूंगी. और इसी जुस्तजू में डीसा की आंखें बंद थोड़ी सी हो जाती हैं, झपक जाती हैं. डीके कहता है, ओ यस, मैं फिर जीत गया. अब जाओ दिशा भाई, बर्तन मांजो, और हाँ, काम ठीक से करना वरना पैसे काट लूंगा. There you go.
You know why I chose this number one? Because a certain sort of thing happened on the sets.
Acha.
When I was doing something, there was some situation, some scene was there. When I walked into my room and Disha comes and says, DK, Chavi actually. Now I'm talking about Chavi and Ashish. Chavi says, DK, I want, main safai. I said, haan, mujhe pata tum safai karne aayi ho. Tum bartan maanj ke aayi ho. Then we all burst into laughing. That was one moment on the set which happened. And so I thought, ki tum safai. So that's from safai and bartan maanjna, mujhe thoda reaction laga. So I...
सही सेट हुआ ना. अगला डायलॉग है थोड़ा सा रोमांटिक है. एंड जस्ट टू पीपल जो सुन रहे हैं अभी, उनको भी समझ आए कि हम क्या कर रहे हैं. दिस इज अ रोमांटिक डायलॉग विच वॉज चोजन एज अ विनर. और इट गोज समथिंग लाइक दिस. निशु ने ये डायलॉग लिखा है एंड द थीम इज रोमांटिक. सो हियर वी गो वंस अगेन.
रिपीट द नेम.
निशु, एन आई एस यू. निशु,
N I S Y U.
N I S U. I think it was a.
Okay, Nishu.
Nishu. Yeah. So we have quite talented people here. You know, we probably use them in the my Disha screenplay as well. Kuch yun hai. And Disha kehti hai. Of course, DK holding her hand firmly, and Disha goes, "Ye kya badtameezi hai? Chhodo mera haath. Main koi Sania ya Puri nahi hoon jo tumhari baahon mein khichi chali aungi." Aage se DK holds her tighter and brings her closer, and goes. और मैं भी कोई इंदर या वेदांत नहीं हूँ जो बिना कोशिश किए ही छोड़ दूंगा. क्यों डरती हो दिशा? Why don't you admit that you feel something for me? जब भी मैं तुम्हें देखता हूँ, तुम्हारे पास आता हूँ, छूता हूँ, तुम पिघल जाती हो, तुम पानी पानी हो जाती हो. तुम जानती हो कि सिर्फ मेरा ख्याल, मेरी एक नजर से तुम्हारे सीने में जो गुदगुद होती है, क्यों लगती हो अपने दिल से? एंड दिशा गोज, व्हाट नॉनसेंस डीके, लगता है कुछ ज्यादा ही पी लिया आज तुमने. एंड डीके गोज, ये नशा कुछ और है दिशा, जिसका असर तुम्हें भी धीरे धीरे होने लगेगा. That's it. And that's the romantic dialogue on IF, which was chosen as the winner. Or once again, Mr. Ashish, aapka bahut bahut shukriya from the bottom of my heart to actually coming on Quiz FM and on IF Radio and taking time out to answer some lovely questions which were sent by your biggest fans from around the world. Aapko message dena chahte hain at the very end.
Actually, I had chosen only three comedy dialogues.
Haan ji.
And those are my best. Anyways, my message is, it's, life is so simple. It is actually so simple. And knowing ourselves, we know who we are and why actually we are here for.
Mm-hmm.
So this one line I just want to say, I hope everybody, please tune into your most highest self, and please understand this, if you're listening, okay, it goes right now.
Yeah.
I know, KNOW, I know what I know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This means I know why I'm here for this physical experience already.
Exactly.
What am I searching for?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think this is very...
And also...
Thank you, Bonham.
The line goes because I know what I know. I know physically what I have to experience metaphysically.
Mm-hmm.
This is just art.
Exactly.
Why all these wars happen, why so much of destruction, so much of negativity happening in this world, is because people don't understand who they are. You know, a lot of people who know this, you know, this is a science. You know, I have termed it superior thinking.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who understand this superior thinking, which goes by this one line, I know what I know, and they misuse it.
Because
a lot of people who don't know, naive people get carried away and they do such things and become terrorists.
Absolutely. No, it's very nicely said. And I think
my appeal is to those people,
mm-hmm,
that please understand yourself. You are not born for this. You are just born for love.
Absolutely. Love is the only thing you can
spread. Our whole humankind was born for love.
Bilkul sahi. Exactly. Both achi apne last message diya, Mr. Ashish, or at the very end, as I said before, a little jingle which we have on Crazy FM from all our celebrities at the very end. So apne bas yehi kehna hai ki hi, this you are listening to Ashish Nair and you watch me as DK on to my Tisha and you're listening to Crazy FM.
Okay.
Yeah. 1, 2, and 3.
This is Ashish Nair and you watch me as DK, Vishan Kumar Sehgal in to my Tisha. And you're listening to Crazy FM. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Brilliant. That was very nicely said. And QK, a lot of our previous interview objects, if I may say, have said, you know, you're watching Crazy FM. So, hamesha unko aadat padi hoti hai na TV ki. Lekin you said it properly. And thanks a lot for your time. And take care of yourself. And inshallah, we'll see you once again.
Thank you so much. Inshallah.
Take care. Bye-bye.